Jeremiah Chapter 14. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and its gates languish, they mourn for the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones for water, they came to the cisterns, and found no water, they returned with their vessels empty, they were ashamed and confounded, and covered their heads. Because the ground is parched, for there was no rain in the earth, the plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field, and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild donkeys did stand in the high places, they sniffed at the wind like jackals, their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do it for your name's sake, for our backslidings are many, we have sinned against you. O the hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turns aside to tarry for night? Why should you be as a man confused, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name, leave us not. Thus says the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander, they have not restrained their feet, therefore the Lord does not accept them, he will now remember their iniquity, and punish their sins. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer a burnt offering and a grain offering, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Then said I, ah, Lord God! Behold, the prophets say unto them, you shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets' prophecy lies in my name, I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke I to them, they prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land, by sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore you shall say this word unto them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is smitten with a great wound, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they know not. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for a peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us, for your name's sake, do not disgrace the throne of your glory, remember. Break not your covenant with us. Are there any among the idols of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are not you He, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon you, for you have made all these things.